terror suspect Zakaria Moussaoui, known as the 20th hijacker, and Richard Reid, known as the shoe bomber, expose Britain as a breeding ground for extremists. Both men are believed to have been radicalized by a British-based network of extremist Islamic clerics. The vast majority of Britain's 2 million moderate Muslims find themselves torn between condemnation and empathy. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Here at the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London, a guard at the door ensures that only worshippers gain entry to the modern red brick building. He is suspicious of questions about Friday prayers, and Sheikh Abu Hamza al-Masri, the one-eyed prayer leader. In this predominantly Muslim neighborhood, women wear chadors and men assemble at the corner cafe. Come prayer time, they head for the mosque to hear Abu Hamza, a firebrand cleric from Egypt, on Britain's watch list.
America wants to Americanize the whole world, the whole globe. They said we're going for 10 years war. 10 years war means what? It means to colonize the whole world. In 10 years' time, will be one power only, a single power. This 10 years' time to make the whole planet Islamic free.
Hamza's sermons are on the internet in a website identified with the Finsbury Park Mosque. He glorifies Osama bin Laden, calls the World Trade Center attack an American plot, and the hijackers dutiful to Allah. At one point, Hamza remarks that the rest of the believers are still waiting, a chilling reference to possible sleeper cells. The cleric, who says he lost his hands fighting the Soviets in Afghanistan, exhorts his followers to join a holy war against non-Muslims. Since 1998, Britain's Charities Commission has been investigating the trust that runs Hamza's mosque. The probe began with a dispute over the way in which some trustees were muscled aside. Imam Abdul Jalid Sajid had an injunction against associates of Hamza, barring them from his mosque in Brighton.
And we have to be naming and shaming these people who are obnoxious and who are not from the mainstream. And from the outside body, there has to be some better understanding to recognize that Muslims should not be put in slums and vulnerable areas where they are easily to be recruited by these extremists and then become disaster for their own future.
There are several prominent clerics here with a talent for propaganda and producing zealous recruits. Suspected terrorist Zakaria Moussaoui embraced extremist Islam after attending meetings at the Finsbury Park Mosque. The alleged 20th September 11th hijacker and the alleged shoe bomber Richard Reid went to the same Brixton Mosque in South London. An hour outside London is Maidenhead Mosque, where the Muslim community is tightly knit and traditional. There was a punch-up here when an extremist recently tried to distribute leaflets. But mosque leader Fazal Awan downplays the threat from radical clerics and the Muslim community's own role in banning them.
We are not the intelligence service, so we don't know who does what. So the government should do something. The government has got options to arrest them, to prosecute them, and if they are convicted, imprison them.
There's no sympathy here for the methods of terror-preaching clerics who have lured at least 37 Britons to Al-Qaeda training camps. But there is a discernible empathy for their grievances, especially those aimed at the United States. 28-year-old Saeed Iqbal.
This idea that America somehow has the right to be policeman of the world, that American lives are worth more, that their value system is such that no one, you know, has a right to actually argue with them over anything, as if they are like, they hold a monopoly on every single human characteristic. The arrogance is breathtaking in some cases, but Muslims are being made the scapegoats for this kind of thing.
Many worshippers believe Osama bin Laden is on the CIA payroll, advancing a U.S. agenda for more oil and gas. These men are just as skeptical about the video showing bin Laden, all but admitting to the World Trade Center attack. Again, Saeed Iqbal.
The bone structure of the man's face is completely different. That can't change in a couple of months.
So you think it was doctored?
On that tape, definitely, without a doubt.
It's not all conspiracy theories. These young men who call themselves moderates say radicals will flourish in Britain as long as the Kashmir conflict rages and the Palestinians have no state. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.